Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Mike Houston, how many roofs have you been on? How many houses have you climbed up?
Thousands and thousands and thousands.
I saw they got you a nice new car.
Expedition.
Expedition in the parking lot when I pulled in. Nice job.
Black there. And beautiful.
It's beautiful. Nice job with the Lindholm on the side.
My mom used to call those the Ford Explosions.
Yeah. Exploders.
The Ford Exploders.
Yeah. Those are the Explorers.
Damaging weather, buddy. This has been a year for weather.
Holy unbelievable. Yeah. Strange. More and more tornadoes than ever in history. Of Illinois.
Just in this area.
It used to be
out in the Plainfield, Joliet, Monee, right out in the Kankakee County area. Now it's getting into Cook County and Lake County. Not that it's okay to go down and start blasting through Joliet and Monee. I'm just saying it used to be out in the out in the further southern suburbs. Now it's coming right through Arlington Heights. And we had one, a buddy of mine belongs to Ravinia Green Country Club in Riverwoods. They had to shut down the back nine because a tornado came through and ripped up a bunch of
trees
there just last week or 2 weeks ago.
A lot of trees fell on homes, a lot of wind damage, a lot of hail damage, tornadoes coming through. I think it was Darien.
Sure.
Yeah, Darien. I mean, they've been Bartlett, Roselle, you know, northwest suburbs.
Don't know why, man. It's just happening.
Well, what are you guys doing to fix it?
Anything we can. We're out there for the people. You call us. We'll come out and take a look. If you think you have damage, if you don't think you have damage, it's always good to have it checked. If you were in a zone where there was a lot of wind, a lot of rain, trees falling all over the place, power out, chances are there's something that happened to your roof, whether it be a simple blow off or a full tree branch blowing through the entering into your living room. We've seen it.
Are you seeing insurance companies backing away from roofs?
They're backing away from whole roofs and basically only repairing the minimum that they have to repair, or if I should say covering the minimum they have to repair.
Are they covering the rest of the life of the roof?
Yes.
So let me explain to our listeners that might not know what we're talking about. Let's say 20 years, okay? Just use 20 years in this example, right? And you've got coverage for the roof, but you're 12 years into the roof, and your roof was damaged, right? Shingles taken off, a tree went through it, whatever. But they're only going to cover 8 years that was left on your roof instead of the full 20, and only taking like a percentage, that percentage. Are you seeing that insurance companies are backing away that way, or how are they backing off?
Insurance companies typically will allow for actual cash value of the roof, so they depreciate it.
Right.
If you don't do anything, that's all you're going to get. A $20,000 claim, they give you $10,000 up front because they feel that the roof has depreciated 50%. So what happens is if you replace what they approve, then you do get back your recoverable depreciation. They will pay you in full.
Okay. So are they still sending up drones? Are they sending out inspectors in areas where there was damage, where they've got a lot of clients, like just doing visual roof checks from the ground? Or are they sending drones up and doing a visual inspection to get ahead of it?
All the above. A lot of insurance companies now are sending out independent inspectors, basically a ladder crew. A marginally educated guy with a ladder and a camera, and he'll take notes, and then he'll send all the information he finds to an adjuster sitting behind a desk in Topeka, Kansas,
okay,
to cover a home in Chicago, Illinois. It used to be 15, 20 years ago, the insurance company would send out their own inspector. Sometimes that inspector would sit in his car or truck and write a check and hand it to the homeowner and say, here you go.
Those days are over.
Those days seem to be over.
Okay, so you get a roof inspector, quote-unquote roof inspector.
Right.
Got Larry on the ladder. All due respect to everybody by the name of Larry who has a ladder, right? They climb up on behalf of the insurance company, okay? They're up there taking pictures. It's not actually walking on the roof, right? And you've been on tens of thousands of roofs. You could tell something about a roof by how your foot is on that roof, right?
And you can.
There's a lot of visual stuff that you can't get from a camera, right? You got to be on that roof, seeing it from a different angle, and your experience. What kind of exposures do our listeners have from those, just picturing some guy in Topeka, which we're huge in Topeka. We love everybody listening on the internet in Topeka or visiting Chicago and listening, you know, huge, huge following in Topeka, Amy. Just want to let you know that we don't want to upset anybody in Topeka.
Topekans.
So we got half a minute before the break here. What type of protection can our listeners do against something like that if it comes back low?
The homeowners always have the option of requesting a second inspection at no additional cost. And if that inspection does not go well, then they have the third option of hiring their own independent inspector or adjuster to come out and take a look at everything. And if that inspector finds anything more than the insurance company found, then the insurance company is on the hook for the cost of that third inspection that the homeowner buys. But if the third inspector does not find anything more than what the insurance company found, then you're on the hook for that.
And if our listeners want to reach out, I got to hit a break. If our listeners want to reach out for home roof inspections, or if they have questions, a little more detail, you do residential and commercial. What's the best way to reach out?
773-283-7675 or info@lindholmroofing.com.